Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I have to warn you, I have had several cups of coffee. I could host an auction right now. It's going to be speed reading for days. I'm probably making Benny anxious. Good morning, Benny. How are you?
Good morning. I'm never too anxious for you. I'm looking forward to it if you could pull that off.
Two cups of coffee.
Just two?
Well, my version is more like a bucket.
Okay,
my cup is
go.
A bucket.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Definitely large. Davey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dookie, good.
Okay, guys. Confession, I have a new obsession, and it's bordering on an addiction, really.
Let's be totally honest.
Are you playing Draw Something on your phone?
What?
Do you know what this is?
No!
Oh my god. There's a new app. The game is called Draw Something. It's the silliest thing in the world. Do you know what it is?
Lindsay, my girlfriend, has it. Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, I need to know her username. I need to know.
Seriously.
Immediately.
Okay.
So guys, if you're not playing, they're not a sponsor. I'm just obsessed with this.
It is pretty fun.
And they don't need to be a sponsor because the company was just sold for $180 million.
Wow.
Can you believe? Right. Okay. So the premise of the game is you get three words to choose from. Each one has a different point value. And you have to draw an image of the word. And then let's say I'm playing with Benny. And it sends it to Benny. And he has to guess based on my absolutely horrific drawing. It is so much fun. I'm like obsessed with it. In between sessions, I'm checking, I'm drawing. And I justify it that I'm exercising my creative juices. I'm becoming an artiste. You know, I absolutely love it. I don't know why. Is Lindsay obsessed with it?
She actually always kicks me the pictures and is like, what do you think this is? I'm like, I have no idea what you're looking at. And then she filled me in on like some of the drawings. I'm like, what's this all about?
I know. David was playing it at first. Yeah. And I was like, you and your games.
Right.
Focus.
Exactly.
And then he put it on my phone and I cannot stop. It is so much fun. And what I love about it is then I had to research the company because I'd probably had too much coffee and I start Googling like a crazy person. But I was curious because it's such a simple idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I always liked Win, Lose, or Draw. I used to watch it on TV where,
Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke.
Yeah!
Right. Yeah. And it would be like Jack A from 227 playing against
yelling at each other on the
like the craziest show because I was skipping school because God forbid I go to school.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah. So I love the idea. And then when I read it, it's so cool that he sold it for $180 million.
Wow.
There's that other company. It's called Zynga. Am I saying that right, David?
Yeah, Zynga.
Okay. And they have like Words with Friends and Scramble and all that stuff, which I play as well. But I just have to say, if you're listening and occasionally you want to avoid thinking about your taxes because we're getting to that season, may I suggest Draw Something. It's so fun and it's free. You know, I'm thinking of buying it because I'm getting a little over the commercials, but you can get it for free. So I highly suggest it. Benny, why can't we play? Why don't you have it on your phone?
I've got better things to do right now, Dougal, like produce your show. I'm not going to do it between sessions.
During the off time?
I can't, man. I've got twins. Do you think I want to add that to my plate right now?
Oh, my Lord.
No. My little buggers are under the weather, too, so they need my
Sick?
Yes, they need my full undivided attention.
What's wrong with them?
Well, you know, they got what everybody else has, the crud, you know? It's going
around. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so, you know, they look at you with those big dopey eyes, you know, like, you know, why don't you help me? I'm like, I'm trying, little buddies, you know? They're just looking at you like, oh, man.
Oh, what's going on? So my sister would probably be mad at me for admitting this, and hopefully she's not listening.
Aww.
My sister actually likes when her kids are sick because
so
they're really
home.
Snuggly.
Oh, yes.
Like, she's like, they're so quiet.
I know.
And they just want to be near you.
Well, mine aren't really as quiet. They're kind of a little fussy a little bit right now, but it gives me a little more time to watch some TV, which we're not allowing them to do during.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to play with them, you know.
Are you guys going all Waldorf?
No, not completely, but we're just trying to let them, you know, experience, like, you know, the simple things, color, shapes, you know, and work and play with them on the floor, you know, and so they can also kind of play together too, so they're not dependent on technology right now.
Benny.
Does that make sense?
That's very impressive.
Oh, thanks.
It's very yuppie of you. I love it.
Very yuppie of me.
Well, you know, it's like my children only listen to classical music.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. And I go through
flashcards. They're speaking French at 2.
Yeah, right. Flashcards every 30 minutes.
Exactly. That's really impressive. I mean, I shan't name names, but I did just mention my sister. A lot of people use TV as like the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing things like, what's that Beethoven? What's it called?
Baby
Mozart.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, we're not kind of into that.
This is why next week we're doing an entire hour called Getting to Know Benny Mathers.
We're still going
to
do this?
I swear. Okay. It's a done deal. There is too much information. I cannot tell you how many emails we got of people saying Benny's fascinating. Even Cassandra from CBS Radio, New Sky Radio, who we're also on, she was like, Benny is fascinating. We want to know the whole story. I wish we could do a montage of photos. You know what we'll do? Maybe we'll do a montage of photos on Facebook that people can click through while we talk about your life story.
Oh boy.
Do you see why I need coffee? I am a creative genius.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Since we do have a live webcam and most of the time it's not on me,
right?
For that show, I will turn it on me.
Oh my God. You're right. I forgot, you guys. You can always go to KKNW1150.com. Is that the website? Yes?
Yes. Okay. 1150 KKNW.
And you can watch Benny live, which would be very, very exciting. Ugh. Don't you love that?
The anticipation. It's
or maybe
building.
we should have people. We'll see how psychic they are as far as drawing. They can draw in images of what they think you look like.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's like, why?
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea either.
We can post them and vote on it.
Some serious stick figures.
Oh my God, I need to fold laundry or retile a roof or something. I am ready to go. So guys, if you want to give me a call, our number is 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. I'll be taking your calls and doing readings. A little news beforehand. I'm sure you heard we got the news about Whitney Houston. David's obsessed, so we got to do this story. Toxicology results came back, revealing that the Grammy-winning singer suffered a heart attack while in the bathtub. She was breathing but unconscious when she slipped under the water, drowning herself. This is so sad. They found traces of cocaine, Xanax, Benadryl, and marijuana were found in her system.
Which I think is interesting because the police said that they found no illegal substances in her hotel room. So somebody must have moved that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
wait a minute. That could have been beforehand, though.
Exactly.
I mean, hotel room is different from outside that.
Yeah, right, I guess that's true. And she was out and partying.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how they did the test or the toxicology report. But they can trace back several weeks, so it may not have been within the past 24 hours. It just is so sad. And then I hated reading this yesterday that Bobby Brown got arrested for DUI. And, you know, it's interesting to me that addiction kind of runs in clusters like that. It's so funny because a lot of times with clients, I talk about the fact that you are a reflection of your circle. And, you know, obviously he's in pain and that's happening. And I don't know if it's necessarily indicative of her passing, but it just felt so sad when I read that.
Well, right now you can't catch a break. I mean,
I know. Exactly. And of course, everybody's scrutinizing you and watching. I mean, you know his daughter, they're watching, you know him, they're watching, and it's just
everyone.
And I want them to like move to Utah and live on a farm for
Utah,
a year.
Have an epiphany or something.
Yeah, something. But just
especially since, you know, his ex-wife just died, you know, and it was, you know, you'd think it would have made him kind of stand up and take a moment.
Yeah, and so what do you think about this story? Madonna was at this Miami's Ultra Music Festival, and she got onto the stage to introduce a band that I can't pronounce the name of because I'm too old. But she said, how many people in this crowd have seen Molly? And apparently Molly is a slang term for MDMA, the active chemical in ecstasy, which is a drug often associated with this kind of dance music. At first when I read it, I was like, Madonna, with the cheerleading and the trying to be young and the Botox, can we let it go? But then this morning, I was reading a little update on it, and apparently that is also the name of a song that her friend produced. So she may have just been talking about the song. Something about it seems a little sketchy
and
a little gray.
I think that's convenient for
her. I agree. Because if the song were, you know,
she could have said, have you heard my friend's song? Have you seen Molly?
Right. It just, and unless they had just played it or something like that. But I don't know. There's just, I have this weird weird thing with her where I feel like she's trying too hard to be young and capture that attention. And it just seemed kind of bizarre to me. And I have to agree that someone with that platform who claims to be so clean and, you know, Kabbalah water and, you know.
Right, Pilates.
Right,
and yoga.
I mean, the woman only eats curds and whey. Like, she's just very, very clean. And then to get up, and even if it's associated with that reference, I think it's really, really dangerous. And she's getting some.
I think she needs to let it go.
What?
She's trying way too hard.
I agree.
She really is. I mean, we saw her on stage.
Yeah.
It's. I felt so sorry. Like, I think a lot of people agree with me, and she just looked like a little cumbersome up there.
I agree.
And she should have stopped while she's ahead. Now she's trying to save it.
Go enjoy your life.
There's nothing wrong with that. Why don't you leave on a high note and try to resurrect it and save it?
I think there are too many celebrities
Madonna.
That I think they become addicted to fame.
There you go.
And it's literally even harder to, I think, to get to that level than to win the lottery. And if you've done it, embrace it. Go live in a chateau. You know, I'm not saying you can't perform a chateau. It must be a chateau. It cannot be a house. It cannot be a cabinet. It must be a chateau. Mm-hmm. But, you know, go embrace it. Live your life. But I talk a lot with my hands on the radio. Do you see that, Benny? But I just think
gesturing.
It's too much. I'm gesturing, guys.
That
I'm gesturing. It's all the coffee.
It's the second cup, not the first one.
Don't forget, if you can't get through, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I will read your question live on the air. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. But again, my number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I want to talk to you. I want to give readings. I want to coach. I want to talk. What are your thoughts on what I've been talking about? We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back. Baby, you don't know me because you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to stephanieriseley.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Of course, my number, 1-800-930-2819. Hey, guys, last week we had an amazing guest, Alan Cohen, author of the book Enough Already. You have got to get it. And we had our sweepstakes. We are giving away two free copies, and our winners are Sue O'Connor and Maurice Nelson. You will be receiving a copy of Enough Already in the mail. Congratulations, guys. Don't forget, you got to like the Facebook page. I'm giving away free stuff. Occasionally, I have witty commentary. It's very exciting. So go to my website. You can click the little Facebook icon, and you can win stuff. Guys, we're going to go straight to the phone line. We have got Natalie in Orange County. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Although you seem stressed. What's going on?
Well, I'm in the middle of divorcing my husband, and I went on a date, and I never got a call back from the guy, so I'm just kind of like, what is going on in my love life?
Here's the thing. So hear me out here. Immediately when I tune into your energy, everything feels very, very chaotic. So it is not a good time to be dating right now, because the truth is, energetically and emotionally, you are not ready. You and I are very similar, Natalie. You love to plan. You like to have things mapped out. And unfortunately, where you are in your life right now, that's not possible. We have to focus on really being in the moment. When we're in transition, whether you're ending a job or a relationship, or you are moving, it's kind of like you're in this limbo state, and we have to wait until all of the cards kind of fall into place, and then we can make our decisions. So what I want you to do right now is I really want you to invest in you. How long have you been separated from your husband?
About a month.
10 months. Okay, so in my opinion, it's going to take about a year before energetically you're completely disconnected from him. You know, oh my God, did you watch the Today Show this morning, Natalie?
No, I sure didn't, but I taped it.
Okay, so Christy Brinkley was on this morning, and she would be a very good example of someone who was not disconnected from their divorce yet or their separation. That would be like an exaggerated version of where you are. I think where you are is appropriate. It's the right space to be, but you're not done yet. So don't be surprised if people don't call you back or any of the dates. I still want you to date. It's fine, but you're not going to get a lot of momentum from it. Nothing really specific is going to connect. Once you reach the year mark, which is when the divorce should be finalized, it should be kind of all over, something's going to feel very different for you energetically. Now, the good news is I do think you manifest a relationship in the year 2013. It's just not going to happen this year. You'll date, you'll have a good time, and you're going to connect with something very different that you need in relationships. In my opinion, the last person you were with, your soon-to-be ex-husband, was not enough of a support structure for you. You need someone that encourages your creative nature. You need someone that encourages who you are and gets you to follow your dream. And I just don't feel like that was happening. So I think we're kind of reorganizing what energy you send out, what signal for what kind of person you want to attract to you. And that's why you haven't seen so much play yet or activity. Does that make sense?
It does, completely.
Good. So like I said, it will be next year that a relationship will manifest. Focus on you right now. It makes perfect sense that I was picking up on the stress. You're in that transition. Ultimately, it's going to be fine, but we need to finish this cycle before we move into a new cycle for you romantically. Okay, Natalie?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Have a great day, and thanks for calling. I like Natalie. Yeah, that whole thing with Christy Brinkley was really, really weird. Did you watch that? No, Benny, you were at work.
I didn't know, but how's she looking these days?
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
She's
okay, good.
Absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if she's a Scientologist. I don't know if she's had a partial lobotomy, but she just seems unavailable. There's something about her look that's a little dead to me. And then here she is on a morning television show that millions of people watch, and she's talking about her ex-husband, and I don't understand why people go publicly when they have children to talk about their struggle. He does it all the time, but in my opinion, be quiet, turn the other cheek, and you look like the stronger one. And she even got emotional, and I was like, why are you on the Today Show talking about it? I don't see anything wrong with being like, I'm going to release a statement that says, you know, obviously she's a public figure, but you can release a statement that says, I'm going to keep this private. I choose not to go in this direction. But I just thought it was so interesting that she's complaining.
I think there's a public level and a social thing that, like, people are still kind of drawn to, of course, with Facebook
and
all that.
Yes.
But I'll be honest, there's a respect factor. I mean,
I agree.
As much as you want to blast on how your feelings are,
yeah.
just don't do it.
She's got children. It's like, and Matt kept grilling her about that. You've got kids, you've got kids. And she was like, well, I'm about to promote Chicago. And I was like, aha.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to promote Chicago. That's the issue.
Nice Jewish.
I'm rambling. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you. We've got Jen in Los Angeles. Hey, Jen.
Oh, hi. I'm glad I got through.
I'm glad you got through, too. What's going on in your life?
I love your show. A lot's going on. Working really hard, and things are coming in all different directions, and I'm having really great intuitive dreams, but it's driving me crazy because I'm having all these dreams. And so I love your show, and I want to know what you think of.
Well, first of all, ultimately, you should be self-employed. Are you currently self-employed?
Definitely.
Okay,
in
good.
In many ways, yes.
So here's the thing. It's almost like I wouldn't describe you technically as like a producer, but I do feel like people will come to you to like produce events, produce their work, and like get the energy out there. There's something about your ability to tune into what someone's really, really good at and promote them on a higher level. So the idea and the kind of work that you're going to do is extremely diverse. I see like a variety of things around you and a variety of ways that you make money, but you will always be in control of them. That's the issue. It's the control stuff. Most self-employed people, myself included, definitely have control issues. It's like they want to oversee everything, but you really are good with that. I have to say, one of the main colors that I see around you, which is very, very rare, is white. White is clarity of thought. It is the universe's way of saying you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing. But I need you to be open to making money from a variety of ways. Some months you might be working on a specific event that you did not even expect to be working on, but you make a ton of money from it. And then the next 2 months you're working on your creative, more spiritual side. It's like this variety of things. It almost feels like a soup to me. And sometimes your mind will feel like you have to specifically choose one area, but it's all about diversity with you. If you were doing one thing for your career, you would get bored. The universe wants you to have a variety of irons in the fire because that's kind of what gets your creative energy moving. But it's about you like helping other people either get their message out or promoting them in some way. And I think you're going to be absolutely exceptional with it. Does that make sense?
It does. And that's something I'm struggling with because I realize I really have a gift with that. And
yeah.
I do a lot of that work. It's very giving. And I'm always doing it because I really want people to touch as many people as they can.
Exactly.
But I know that what I create, sometimes I feel like, you know, I have a lot to give, and I'm constantly giving to others to get them to the level where I have, you know, already transcended in terms of my creative work and what I have created to give.
Let me interrupt you for a second. But when you focus on your own creative work, I start to get financial fear. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick a number that you would like to have in the bank that would give you like a 6-month window to only focus on your own work. Because I feel like financially we have to kind of get to a space where we could ease your anxiety a little bit. And then once
we
get there, you could kind of step back and focus on it. So the route to earning cash, like this is purely a business kind of coaching prediction, is to promote other people's work. But I need you to raise your rates a little bit more. I think your rates might be a little too low. And then I want you to have a number that you want in the bank. And then when you get to that number, take 4 to 6 months to focus on your own work, and you'll go back and forth like that. It's all about the balance. Just remember, you can't focus on just one. It's got to be both. And that would be my advice on how to manifest that. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jen.
Well, I know. I mean, the white light, I really believe I have, really believe I can really touch millions.
And here's the thing. Honestly, with white, I see white like maybe 2 or 3 times a year. And it's definitely the sign of you are doing the right thing. And the connection is very, very clear. I always tell people if I'm teaching classes on color, if you see white around someone, it's the universe's way of saying yes. Like everything you're doing is correct. It may not be where you want it to be today, but the action that you're taking, the direction that you're going in, you're doing it correctly. Okay, Jen?
I have a relationship question. Do you see anything with that?
Right now, I only see career stuff right now. For some reason, everything around you right now is based on career. Okay?
Wow. Okay.
Okay, Jen, thanks so much for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Guys, if you want to give it a reading, my number again is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And guys, instant feedback questions, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button. I see Dorothy in Ohio. I see other ones as well. I will read it when we get back. Guys, I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm glad you
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N-wellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, I got to talk about it. The Hunger Games. What is that? I know. It opened in theaters this past weekend, earning $155 million.
So
it was the third best-selling movie.
Everybody's talking about
right?
it.
I mean, Harry Potter, The Dark Knight. So I'm just going to be honest. I have absolutely no idea what it is.
You caught me on one day before. I'm seeing it tonight.
Do you know the book? Do you know anything?
I have no clue what to expect. Although Brian does. Hang on. Let me bring in Brian to the conversation.
That's
apparently
what I don't
does.
Get. It. People right. are so excited, and it's based on this popular book, but most of the people who saw the movie are like, I know, I didn't read the book.
Then
so
I don't get why everyone's
so excited.
I don't. Is it the buzz? Brian, help us. Tell us everything. Is it like Twilight? Yeah. What's happening?
It's actually not bad. I read the book because my girlfriend got me to read it, and then I went and saw the movie with her Saturday.
And
the movie was really good. It followed the book really closely. But if you haven't read the book,
it doesn't
quite do it for me. It's not a good standalone movie. It's a really good visual representation of the book.
Right.
So but am I going to be screwed?
No, you'll enjoy it. It's, okay, it's good. Visually stunning, and it's really, really well put together, but it's it didn't quite do it for me.
I mean, I'm confused because mostly people who we say that we've never heard about it before, mostly it's women in like that Twilight way who are like, you've never heard of it? So your girlfriend made you read it?
Well, she read it, and she read them all in like 2 days, like all three books.
I think that'd be a yes.
And so I think it's interesting because it's kind of like a sci-fi adventure thing, right?
Absolutely. I'm big, and I read a lot of these apocalyptic, end of the world, the road style books that are really dark and sad, and maybe it's because we live in Seattle and it's super gray outside all the time.
I don't know. I mean, and here's the thing. The more like hype a movie gets that, you know, I've still never seen Titanic, which drives David
You're
crazy.
You're kidding me.
I will not see it.
You it's in like 3D now. It's coming out.
This is going to be in my obituary. Oh. It will be like, Dougal Fraser died at the age of 97. He never saw Titanic. End of story.
You like to pull against those like yeah. really, really mm-hmm. popular things that,
right.
you know, you should go see it because everybody's seeing
right.
it.
Right, unless it's an app on our iPhone. Guys, we're going to go straight to the calls. Our next caller is Trish in New York. She's probably like, I don't want to hear your thoughts right? on this
She's
movie.
She's probably
Just
seen Titanic, though.
Reading.
Come on now.
Trish, have you seen Hunger Games?
I haven't. I was disturbed by the previews in the movie. I haven't read the book. I know a lot of people enjoy the book, but just watching those poor kids run around and get
right.
chased down, it's just a little disturbing to me.
It seems a little weird. It's like a very modern, exaggerated version of Lord of the Flies. I just had never heard of it before. What? Is that
No,
right?
That was a good movie and book when I was in high school.
Right, so I don't know. Trish, I know we're rambling. Agree. What can I help you with?
A must-see Titanic, though, I
really?
Have to say.
See, yeah. and I know it drives people crazy when I say that, which kind of pleases
Forget
me.
Forget dinner
Trish,
when
I'm
you come
rebel.
Here. We're going to go see it when you come here, David and Dougal, both of you. And if not, it's going to be on your headstone for sure. And it's going to be a giant Titanic headstone.
You know what I like about this moment? I like that Trish has become like our field correspondent.
I know, right?
Trish, do you think you want to do like monthly entertainment updates?
I would love to do that.
Yay. Trish,
I have great opinions. Absolutely.
Oh, my God, Trish, I'm obsessed with you. We're making this happen. Trish in New York. David, we need to get her information when she's off the air. Trish, aside from your new booming radio career, what can I help you with?
Well, you know, I'm just in a very upside-down situation. I've been looking for a job. I've been trying to recreate myself. I'm a very, very hands-on mom.
Have you ever thought of studying massage?
We talked about this once before. I called back in January, and I'm glad that you brought it up again. I am a Reiki practitioner.
Okay, can we just stop for a moment? I don't want to toot my own tutor, but come on. I have no memory of you whatsoever, but the massage thing comes up again, which fascinates me. And this is the thing with energy. When something's swirling around someone, it should repeat itself over and over and over again. Because immediately you feel like a healer. I see a massage table in my head. So what are you hesitating with studying massage?
You know, just financially right now, I just don't have... I've researched a little bit on going to study and get a license, but what I see around me financially, I just don't have the means for it right now.
I get that. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Most schools have, you know, very varying degrees of programs. It can be a short program where you get certified really, really quickly. Then there's like monthly. So I want you to go research getting into school as soon as possible if there are any scholarship programs or anything like that. Here's the deal. Your life mission is to be a healer, but I actually think your subconscious mind resists it a little bit. So if you've already studied Reiki, I get that. And Reiki's a great platform to begin with, but we need the next level up. We need something a little bit more physically connected. You know, there's Rolfing, there's Traeger work. There's lots of stuff that you could do, but we need to go to the next level. And when your mind is focused on the fact that you can't afford it and the finances aren't there, typically the root of that is really about fear. So what I want you to do is I want you to stop saying I can't afford it. In my opinion, the money is going to present itself. It is going to happen. But you've been way too focused on the fear of it. So the universe wants to see action. Go to a school, a massage school. Be there for the day. Start putting out more flyers to get more Reiki work. But ultimately, your mission in this life is to get work as a healer. That's what you're here to do. But there seems to be some kind of a resistance. But there's also stress at home. Correct, Trish?
Yeah. I just lost my dad.
Sorry.
We're struggling financially. My husband just got a job.
Yeah.
It's just, it's, it's, it's an upside down time.
I know. And here's the thing, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier. I was talking to another friend. You see, you're all my friends. Another caller that was in a transition, and you're in a transition as well. The difficult part right now is that you don't quite see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're very in the transition, which is very normal for a healer. So what I need you to start doing is in your free time, when you're kind of brainstorming, I need you to start envisioning that things are getting better. Your husband just got a new job. You're going to have more money. You're going to have more time. You're going to have more space. And you are going to be able to create that job as a healer. Because you feel so deeply, you're just kind of stuck in it right now. But the good news is you've gotten reconfirmation for free, my darling. So finances are already getting better. That you're supposed to be a massage therapist, you're supposed to be a healer, and if your husband got a new job, I think you're on an upswing and things are going to start getting better, specifically by June. Okay, Trish?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks so much for the call, and we'll get your information or send me an email, because I don't know why, I think it'd be fun to have you call from New York and do some kind of update. We'll come up with something. Okay, Trish?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Fun, I love it.
Yeah, Trish, actually, hang on, Brian, I'll get it for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
how much do we love Trish? Very exciting. Guys, we're going to take a quick call. Jennifer in Rancho Santa Margarita. That's a fun city. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Not too much. I'm freaking thrilled I got through. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Hey, Jennifer, there's communications.
Man, I'm gonna buy a lottery ticket today. I'm on a roll.
Oh, you're so sweet. There are a lot of communication issues going on around you. I adore you. One of the reasons I adore you is you are so honest and so candid. If you and I were friends and I needed an honest answer or I really wanted to check in with someone, I would go to you because you give an honest answer. Unfortunately, not everybody likes that. So in your lifetime, people are going to have kind of a polarized reaction to your energy. They will either immediately feel connected to you and really respect it and want to be near you, or a lot of people are going to be kind of intimidated by that. Now, in my opinion, that's a blessing because you'll always know where you stand with someone. And I really like it, but you're going to notice some ending of relationships. There are some people that can't kind of handle it right now, and they're going to be kind of falling away from you. But the good news is when they fall away, this new community comes in that really strengthens you. And, you know, we are a reflection of our community. And I feel like you're going to start associating with people in a very, very successful, connected, well-to-do would be the word that I would use, because it feels like in this next year you're going to be attracting in more money. Speak your truth. If a friend or someone doesn't like your opinion, in my opinion, they're not right for you. I need you to be bold. I need you to be confident. I need you to be who you are at your core. But just know with part of that, some relationships are going to end. Has that started yet?
Yes. Of it, but it's always been like that. I'm a very on-the-table person. I mean, I'm delicate. I'm not going to say somebody, if they're like, have I gained weight? I'm not going to go, gained? You've always been 1,000 pounds. You know, I'm
right.
I'm delicate, you know,
exactly.
To a degree, but I'm
you're
also
loving.
Not going to blow smoke. But
exactly.
I'm definitely an on-the-table person. You're right about that. And you're right. Some people, they can't understand. Don't ask the question if you don't want the answer.
That's what I'm talking about. So what can I help you with specifically?
I need career advice from you because you seem to have everybody's book of life, and so we run to you for the answer.
You're so sweet. Okay, so here's the deal. To be honest with you, a large part of where you're going to make your money, and this is not your passion, is going to be in real estate. There's a group project that presents itself with the Greg or Gregory in the summer months of this year. It feels like a building or a structure that there are multiple investors that get into that creates quite a bit of money, and you're going to be anxious about it at first and kind of hesitant because it seems like a risky endeavor, but it's something that I think you should totally do. Once money starts coming through with real estate, then you can kind of play in other areas of your life. But in my opinion, you do not make the bulk of your wealth from your passion this lifetime. There are other things that pop up that serve you. I don't normally believe in luck, but this kind of feels like a fairly lucky thing that kind of comes onto the table, and it brings quite a bit of money. There's someone I talked to earlier about you meeting newer community of strength and stronger people. There's a newer community of people that they're just really smart business people. They do really well with money, and they invite you to be part of the project. And at first you think, what in the world is this? I didn't even think of this. Why is this in front of me? But I just feel like I hit the jackpot. So when it happens, you're not a huge investor, but you're certainly a part of the process, and it makes really nice money, and then you'll be able to play in other areas of your life. Here's the fascinating thing, Jen. I never see you working full-time. Sign me up. up. I love that. But I just see money kind of coming in from this investment that does really well. I mean, there's some work to it, don't get me wrong. But then it provides this other area of your life where you're just able to kind of play and explore. But this feels like in the summer months, and it feels unexpected because you've never done anything in real estate before, right?
Yeah, no, that's correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, hello?
No, you're right. Everything you're saying is exactly right. Never.
Yeah,
puts me to sleep.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's not your passion at all, but it's a good idea. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to tell the universe that you are open to any source that will fill your bank account and provide you with abundance. And then once that manifests, then we can play in other areas. But it definitely feels like the summer months, July or August. So things with career are going to be good. Okay, Jen?
Really?
And they are, I swear. I wouldn't just say it.
You never have, but no, I'm thrilled. Okay, so just put it out there, you're saying.
Exactly.
I will do it. Thank you.
All right, Jen, thanks so much for the call. Good luck with everything, and go buy a lottery ticket. If you win, I get 10% of all profits.
Just 10, absolutely. 15.
Just 10. I'm not going to take it. Oh, that's not fair. It's just not fair at all. Guys, when we come back, we've got more fun news. We're going to discuss what questions we should ask Benny next week. If you've got questions, go to Facebook, write them on my wall. What do you want to know about this guy? We know question. We've heard about, you know, we've talked about his dad. We've talked about his mom. We know he's from Alaska. We've interviewed his girlfriend. But I want to know more. What makes Benny tick, people? I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back. Rhythm, baby, come on.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
If you are anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show, Psychic Dougal Fraser. We just had a moment, Benny just had a moment of brilliance during the break. So next week, It's the Benny Hour on the Dougal Fraser Show. It's Larry King style. I mean, hardcore questions.
With the suspenders and everything, and you're going to lean over the counter looking at me.
Well, if it's Larry King style, we know it's going to be an easy interview. Bam!
Ooh!
But Benny's going to pick the music, and I think you guys should go to the Facebook wall, and I think you should post questions. What do you want to know about it? We've been listening. You know, if you're in Seattle, you hear him on 47 different shows. You know you've got questions.
47.
How many shows do you do?
It's up there, but I don't know about 47.
It's pretty
close.
But I
appreciate that.
Yeah. Tables are turned. I love it. Why did he get into talk radio? What's his background? I want to know everything. It's very exciting. And guys, first of all, Dorothy on Instant Feedback in Ohio is the Dougal Fraser Show live. It is live. And I know I'm getting your tweets. I'm getting your emails. Something is wrong with the Instant Feedback on Transformation Talk Radio. I apologize about that, but we will get down to the bottom of it immediately.
Our tech people are working hard on it. Yes, yes.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. Phones are ringing now. People are freaking out. Guys, Mad Men premiered on Sunday, and I missed it. What's wrong with me? I love that show. Do you watch that show, Benny?
I was asleep.
But do you watch it regularly?
I was asleep. No, I do not.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's
brilliant.
Yeah,
it is beyond brilliant. But the problem with those cable shows, especially like things on HBO, is they go off the air for so long.
Yeah, like a year and a half.
Yeah, forget about it.
A long time. So we finally taped it, and we're going to try and catch up tonight. And I've been trying to avoid everything on the internet about it because I really want to watch it. And this is what I'm embarrassed about. What was I watching when it premiered? Don't judge me. I was watching Celebrity Apprentice, guys. Are you watching? Because it's a moment. So this week, Clay Aiken, all the Claymates showed up because he was the team leader.
How is Clay?
He's definitely...
He's a little catty.
He's a little
really?
Catty. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's good television,
it's
but
great
he
television.
Definitely makes these backhanded comments about everybody.
Yeah, it's funny to me. So the challenge this week was Crystal Light, also not a sponsor, but they could be if they wanted to, has a new have new flavors, and it's basically like cocktails, but
peach,
they're not
peach Bellini and Tom Tini. And it's supposed to be like a water, you know,
version.
Guiltless version of it.
And he went up against Aubrey O'Day. Did you do her makeup, David?
I have done her makeup, yes,
see?
When she was still in Danity Kane.
Danity Kane. And I love Aubrey because she is intense. She really thinks that she could, like, run a company, and I adore her ideas. And she lost, and she cried over it. She got really emotional over it, which I thought was hysterical. And God love Debbie Gibson. She sings every challenge. Which I enjoy. Are you watching the show? And every chance that she gets to sing in a challenge, she's going for it. So she recorded a song for Crystal Light, which was everything that I needed it to be. It was ridiculous. I loved it. I love this show. What's wrong with me? I have problems. I need to stop. I need to start watching like quality programming. Like Smash.
National Geographic.
No. I can't go that quality. Just things that are...
Smash is quality programming?
Are you watching it?
I've seen the clips and stuff like that. It doesn't... I'm not attracted to it.
What?
I'm not attracted to it.
It's great. It's everything you want it to be.
It's not
music.
A setup for the lead star or whoever it is and the producer or whatever. That's not a setup?
No. Okay. No. Right. What do you mean from the producer?
Isn't it she dating one of the...
What?
Oh, no, that's... Maybe I'm just making that up then.
Now you're, like, spreading gossip.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, that may not be true. I take that back.
Someone Google
that. I retract my last statement.
Someone check that out. And then another story that I thought was interesting, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. So what was the pageant, David? There was a transsexual that was disqualified.
It was Miss Universe Canada. There was... I think she was a 23-year-old...
Wait. She was from Canada entering Miss Universe?
It says Miss Universe Canada.
Okay. Huh. So
they have their own universe up north.
So what happened, Davey?
She was one of the finalists. Her name is Jenna Talakova, and she was disqualified because she was actually born a man and did not state that on her application.
What?
So a lot of people on the internet are kind of acting up about it. Is this okay? Did she actually, you know, deserve to be disqualified? Nothing in the rules says anything about being genetically born a female or having surgery to become a female.
And they've been having issues for years with Miss Universe that a lot of people have had plastic surgery. I don't think having plastic surgery, it makes you disqualified. And I think technically sexual reassignment surgery may or may not, I don't know, fall underneath the umbrella of plastic surgery. But I felt badly because, first of all, we're talking about a beauty pageant, and she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And you pointed out, which I thought was really interesting, this Donald Trump owns the competition, and she kind of looks like his daughter, Ivanka.
That doesn't say anything. We're just saying that she's beautiful. Okay. She really is pretty. But I think that's discriminatory. I think, of course. If you can compete in that, because it's just about physical beauty. We're not talking, I think it's kind of unfair.
Not to mention, if she were to win, think about all the publicity.
Yeah.
It would make that competition so current. And that's what they've been fighting against for so long is are pageants really, current? Does anyone really care anymore?
Well, you know what it makes me think of? Going back to my trashy reality television, it makes me think of ISIS on America's Next Top Model. Don't judge, Benny. But I can throw back a transgendered reference to America's Next Top Model immediately. But when ISIS came on, and of course these are kids, they were really freaked out. And then what ended up making them annoyed was that she did really, really well. And I think she was invited back for the All-Star season as well.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to me when this comes up. I think the transgendered community deserves a lot more support. And that must have not been she must have known when she entered that competition that, it at some point was going to come out. So I think the bravery alone is quite phenomenal.
I want to know who found out. Did she tell them? Did someone tell on her? Like, why all of a sudden she made it to the finals and now she's out?
I assume that will come out, but I don't know.
Do you think on the side people enter knowing already just to get the publicity out of it on the other side?
I think she must have known that going to get exposed. There's just no way. Yeah. So I think it's, it's good because it heightens the platform and it makes people talk about it.
That's my question. The publicity aspect of it.
I don't think it's out of fame, I'll just do this. I think it's more like I'm going to get
attention.
The message note, right, drawing the attention.
Well, that's what
note.
We hope not.
I'm curious to see what happens after that. Hey, guys, don't forget, I am going to be at the Omega Institute. I'm so excited. Their newsletter went out last week. I'm going to be at the Omega Institute the last weekend of September. I believe it's September 28th. Go to my website and click the appearances page. You can come with me, spend the weekend. There's so many affordable prices of housing and food, and it's really fun. It's so gorgeous there. I'm going to teach you how to see energy, how to use color and light energy in your life to change your life, and it's going to be super fun. In June, I will also be at the East West Bookshop in Mountain View, California with my good friend Danielle McKinnon. We're doing a Friday night talk and a Saturday workshop. And then in July, I'm going to be in Seattle. Benny, where are we going to go to dinner?
I haven't decided yet.
Chili's?
Well, here's the deal. It's going to be followed by a movie. That's Titanic. Or we could watch it while we're on the duck tour.
I forgot about the duck tour. We have to do the duck tour. So here's the thing. So next week when we do our Benny interview,
awesome.
What is off limits?
What?
What topic is off limits for
questions? What do you mean off limits?
Well, can I ask you when you lost your virginity?
I'm the one with the delay button here, so it'll be my decision on that. So you may ask away. I'll give you free rein.
Do you see how he flexes his power muscle? Do you see that? I'm the one with the delay button.
Working out a little bit over here.
So again, guys, if you have questions for Benny, and I know you do because you have emailed them to me before, put them on the Facebook wall. You can email them to me. What do you want to know? I want to know everything. What does he have for breakfast? What's his mom's? Could we get your mom to call in?
Maybe.
Has she ever done that before?
It's on a Tuesday. Well, we're on a Tuesday, right? So
yeah,
it's going to be tough. She does work Tuesday, so.
Has your family ever called in before?
No, actually not. As a matter of fact, no.
Guys, KKNW, if you're listening, Benny is underused. I smell a ray.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the plug.
Guys, if you didn't get to listen to the whole show, go to DougalFraser.com, click Recent Press, and you can always hear the archives. Tomorrow, my guest is Marie Manucherry on my CBS New Sky radio show. That is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Hope you can join us. Or call me for a reading, people. 1-877-936-8425. I will talk to you next week.
Whoa. You got like 3 minutes.
Oh, I can't see the clock right now.
Oh, yeah.
Three minutes?
Yeah, you got 3 minutes, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Calm down. Well, too much coffee. See, you went way too fast. Slow down.
All right, well, let's do the good news.
Now breathe.
Where is that? Hold on. Good News Network story.
We can just keep talking about me. That's segment fine.
Yeah. No, that's next week. All right, good news story of the day from the goodnewsnetwork.org. I did like this. So a prom boutique is donating dresses to girls who can't afford them.
Oh,
salons
cool.
and boutiques. Isn't that sweet?
That's cool.
Salons and boutiques mm-hmm. across Long Island, where I'm from, collect gently used prom dresses 3,000 were collected last year. And, you know, it makes perfect sense. I remember growing up and my sister, we had them all hanging in the basement, like on the pipes. It used to look like there were ghosts when you go down there. They were just hanging there. So I think that's really sweet. And people go crazy. You wear them once.
I agree. Especially with prom dresses. I mean, I feel like I have so many friends who, you know, like you said, they buy them once. They never wear them again. And it's such an easy way to give them, you know, a second life. I wonder if that would work with bridesmaids' dresses or would...
Yeah, of course.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know if a girl would want to go to a prom in a bridesmaid's dress.
No, but it could be for other weddings.
Oh,
right?
That's
just
true.
A different level. But they're saying if you want to donate your formal wear, so I think that goes for anything, go to longislandvolunteercenter.org and you can donate a dress. Another story on Good News Network, which I thought was interesting, was Batman was pulled over for not displaying license plates on Batmobile.
I saw this. What's hilarious.
That's so sweet.
This guy's standing there, you know, yeah, like talking
to the
cop.
Just an impersonator.
I know, right?
On his way to a children's hospital. He was let go with a warning. We had to train our Prius in yesterday. It was so sad.
Wait, about Batman. You know what I find really the most surprising about that story? He was in a black Lamborghini.
Right.
So why would a Batman impersonator on the way to like a children's hospital? I mean, how can you afford a black Lamborghini?
Well, the Batmobile was probably in for service, so he had to use his backup, you know? And it's just as fast, I'm sure.
David, I never thought of that. How could he afford it?
I mean, unless he's like a doctor volunteering or something, but a black Lamborghini? Come on.
That's a little weird. I have no idea how much time we have left. I can't
see. About 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, sorry. Dr. Pat shows up next. You're going to want to listen. I will see you next Tuesday, the All Benny Hour. Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.